נודעת הזיים, בית הקודש ברוך הוא, מלבש למלבחות, השם שומך, פרסקן תהילת, שאתה דעה רייס, I don't know what he means. I would have said מצווה, זה נדעת הדעת קדושה. So what do you need that the entire issue within the Tefach, or should start within the Tefach, depends on the two reasons. That's what I would have said mitzvah, that's me. If the reason is for protection, the entire is within the Tefach. More than that, you should be as close as you can outside. Well, why should you lose the protection of the first Tefach? It's like what some posts say. As close as you can to the outside, and maximize your protection. If it's a matter, that you yipke but chila, so that's enough that it starts within the first Tefach. To me, Rugel Kula makes no sense in this context. Well, Ani is dicey. That's what I think. Now, I have to tell you, amazing, amazing, amazing Machlokes in the Minchas Alozer and some other tzaddik that he quotes. He calls them a tzaddik. I found that, I found it called the Pitzchei Shorim in Sifcha Vav. But the Minchas Alozer quoted a man whom he gave a great compliment to. He called him all kinds of honorific titles. Godol Echa Vitzadik. Uva Vimincha Salazach Yalakasim Alamad Vos. Said, what did he say? That the only time you have to have it in the outside Tefach is if it's coming from Rishus HaRabim. Look, Tefach, right? Mitzvah Nicha B'Tefach HaSamach Rishus HaRabim. Well, let's say over here. The door here in the Beit Medrash, right on this side. It's not Rishus HaRabim. That's a little stairway. It's not Rishus HaRabim. So there in the country, according to this Godel Echa Vitzadik, you should put it smack in the middle. Yes? What's going on? Smack in the middle. And the Munkacher, the Munkachler says he's wrong. He's wrong. You should put it on the outside Tefach and as close as he can to the very outside. And for the Yevet, if you put it in, not in the outside Tefach, you've got to put it back on the outside Tefach. He's very machmir in his opinion. What is the Svara? What is the Svara for the Godel Echa Vitzadik. So the Sefer Pitzchei Shorim says, I'm not sure what he's saying himself and what is quoted from the Godel Echa Vitzadik. He quotes, Chei Mashem Barashi Vitur Shizkiru Tefach Achitim HaSamach Rishus HaRabim. What's he saying, Rashi? The Gemara said that. That's a Raya. That's Tashpe Nakat. That's not Raya at all. But then he says, I am a Tosef of a Messiah. Kufal from the base, it should be. Loyet lana biyada, listen to the Lashon Tosfos. Shunot la mazikim boyim bebayis shein ma mezuzah. We'll get to that later. You shouldn't move out to get a mezuzah with you. Mash maksat mezuzah achas matzilim imazikim. Ukemo she mezuzah achas matzelas ir hanidacha. Yes, Bechal. Guy, I'll end the shiur with this interesting nekud. We think it's just off the wall. What's it? But I found the Ramah. Now the Ramah said it's a bit wrong, but I hope he can. Open piece the Ramah. It's been raised pei zayin, siv beis. We'll end with this. Tomorrow we're going to start right away with the sugya of Rashi Ben Atam, whether it goes up, or goes left, or on an angle. So we'll start with Mr. Shem Salon. But take a look, raised pei zayin, siv beis. Haminig nispashet, the Medinos Elu, the Rov Olam, here's what's going on, it's not believable. Most of the people, Somchin al Mezuzah Achas Shosim al Pesach Bateir. Till they play him. Ramah, Krakow. We're not talking about reform, unaffiliate. This is in Krakow, town of the Ramah. The 16th century, the Rov Olam put up one Mezuzah. It's not to be believed. Ve'ein anochon, ve'ein lehem amashi yisrochu, l'chein kol yirei shamayim, yitakein beisav v'kedino b'chol ha'psocha machayav m'kmoshi nizbor. Has a tshuva t'maril. So what would these people think? Rov Olam, some of them cracked on the Ramah. Rov Olam. What would they think? So look on the Taz. Just cutting down. Ein amashi yisrochu. Shekomi shenoga yiret alokim belibo verote leishe vetach mimora ruchos ro chas v'sholom yasem uzuzuchol psochol. Look what's going on over here. The Taz is appealing not to their, only to their conscience, to the mitzvahs. I'm not in the mitzvahs every single room. What he's really appealing to is the voodoo, that they're afraid of Ruchos Ra'os. Sometimes these people held that with respect to Ruchos Ra'os, to not have one mezuzah, as he's medayik from the Tosfos and Bava Metzia. So the Taz has two things. Number one, the Devrechem is a mitzvah in every single door. And number two, you're wrong. Voodoo, you're wrong in voodoo also. The Ruchos Ra'os will get you anyway. Every room has to have a protection from the Ruchos Ra'os. So therefore, the Munkach with Godel Echad and Tzadik could be held that in Hilchot, Mezuzah, the Rav Elam is wrong. But Hilchot Voodoo, they're right. That the Ruchos Ra'os only applies with no Mezuzah at all on the outside door. There's one Mezuzah is enough, and therefore you don't need the outside Tefach except Rosh Hashanah. It's all pshat in the Godel Echad and Tzadik. Halacha L'maiseh, we pass every door into Mezuzah, and every door is a problem of Ruchos Ra'os, or Chosh for the other reason of you always have to put the mezuzah on the tefach asamach b'chutz if it's at all feasible, unless it's a halal situation as we spoke about earlier. Okay.